morning, we're doing the Navi Yeshaya. We're up to what they call the 46th chapter, the first pasuk. So the Navi is now going to turn to Babylon. And he will speak about the Babylonian idols. And he is going to mock them. His description is very colorful. He's going to take the Babylonian idol that's called Baal. The Babylonians believed in an idol called Baal. And he will describe how this idol is going to the bathroom. He says like this. Karabel kores nevo. There were two idols he's talking about in Babylon. One is called Baal. The other one is called Nevo. So he says, Baal and Nevo both rushed to the bathroom with bowel problems. And they didn't make it. Hayu atzabeyim lachaya v'la behima. So, Baal and Nevo are like animals, that when animals excrete, so they get themselves all dirty. They take no care about how they excrete, it just gets themselves dirty. So too, these idols, they didn't have Pepto-Bismol, they tried rushing to the bathroom, they didn't make it in time, they got themselves dirty like animals. Nisuoteichem amusot. He says they couldn't carry the amount of food that they ate, and they lost their strength. They relieved themselves and got themselves dirty. They both bent over together, these two idols. They didn't make it to the bathroom in time to escape. And so they were also caught in captivity. So the Navi is describing the downfall of Babylon. But he doesn't take on Babylon as a people. He takes on Babylon in their faiths. He says, Babylon will mock Israel. When the temple was destroyed, so it says in the beginning of the book of Daniel, they took the vessels of the Beit HaMikdash and they brought them into their churches. They put them in front of their Babylonian idols, Baal and Nevo. They put them in front of the Babylonian idols and they said, oh, so the Jews think they worship God. Look, all of Hashem's vessels are now in front of his captor. They are in front of the Babylonian idol which captured God, the Jewish God. So the Navi says, leave me alone. Hashem is going to declare destruction. And there's going to be a heyday for the Babylonian Empire. There's going to be a time where they will be the messengers of Hashem and they will destroy the Beit HaMikdash. That's true. But it doesn't reflect on their God having any powers. Let me tell you what their God is like. And so he purposely gives a descriptive story about how their God is rushing to the bathroom and doesn't make it and gets himself all dirty, which is... it has another level of interpretation, but on the basic level, he's saying, don't look at him as such a wonderful thing. You want to credit him with your victory over Israel. The Navi Yeshaya is prophesizing over a century before the victory. He's prophesizing, you will win Babylon. But it's not the credit of these gods. These gods are no better than animals. An animal gets itself dirty, these gods are the same thing. They can't take care of themselves. That's his point. They can't take care of themselves, let alone anyone else. It's interesting that this year, archaeologists finally came to the realization that the Navi Yeshaya existed long before they thought he did. The archaeologists always argued that the Navi Yeshaya was written in the period of the second Beit HaMikdash or later. And now they found manuscripts that indicate that the Navi Yeshaya was definitely around during the period, the works of the Navi Yeshaya were around in the time of the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash. So we're almost there. Meaning archaeology has discovered, now this year, So that the Navi Yeshaya really was around. They have manuscripts that date back to the early Second Temple period, which prove that the Nevuah was written already before the Second Beit HaMikdash. So we know the Navi Yeshaya lived 100 years before the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash. He says in his opening lines, "Bimei Uziyah Yotam Achazi Chizkiyah Malchei Yehudah." So the Navi Yeshaya is around even before the Babylonian Empire has taken over the Assyrian Empire. He's talking about the Babylonian gods when Babylon has not yet become the world empire. Meaning we still have to undergo the whole period of the Assyrian Empire, which will crumble and then be taken over by the Babylonian Empire. And then we will still undergo a few Jewish kings, one of which is Yeshaya's own grandson, Menashe, who will assassinate him. Yeshaya's daughter marries Chizkiyoh, the king, and they have a child named Menashe. Menashe becomes the king of Judea and murders his grandfather, Yeshaya. Yeshaya will die, and the destruction of the temple won't even happen in Menashe's time. It's going to take a long time till the destruction. But Yeshaya is already contending with the philosophical challenges that might come from the destruction. How do you view the Babylonian gods? So Yeshaya says, view them as little boys who can't make it to the bathroom. They're no different than animals who dirty themselves as they go to the bathroom. There will be a destruction. There will be an ascent of the Babylonian Empire. It does not reflect on their gods. Shimu elai beit Yaakov. Listen to me, the house of Jacob. V'chol sherit beit Yisrael. And all the remnants of the house of Israel. We spoke this week about the historical challenge that the king Chizkiyoh had to contend with. We spoke in our Navi class on Sunday about the small size of Jerusalem prior to the destruction of the northern 10 tribes. And we discussed the idea of the waterways. You guys remember we discussed how they brought water into Jerusalem. We were learning about how David had to deal with the waterways of Yerushalayim in conquering Yerushalayim. We discussed how small Yerushalayim was in the days of David. And then we discussed how Yerushalayim was made much bigger, not in Herodian times, already in the days of Chizkiyoh, that when Chizkiyoh had the tens of thousands of Jews who were refugees from the destruction of the northern 10 tribes, and they came upon Jerusalem, Chizkiyoh suddenly found himself with the challenge of building housing, building fortification, dealing with waterways, dealing with a rebuilding and a restructuring of Jerusalem for the tens of thousands of refugees that were coming that managed to escape the grasp of the Assyrian Empire. So Jerusalem had to be restructured. That's where Chazal question or disagree with Chizkiyoh's decisions of how to affect the waterways, the Gihon and the waterways of Jerusalem. But Chizkiyoh was the one who had to deal with the challenge. So the Navi is turning to the house of Yaakov. He is turning to the remnants of the house of Israel, these refugees who are going to come back and join the Judean Empire. That's why today we are not only descendants of Kohanim, Levim, Yehuda, Binyamin and Shimon, but rather we are descendants of all 12 tribes, because remnants of the northern 10 tribes came back and joined Chizkiyoh, the Judean king. So the Navi turns to the remnants of the house of Israel. Ha'amusim minivetin, ha'nisuim miniracham. The remnants of Israel who I'm carrying from the time they've left the womb, from the time they've left their mother's stomach. The Navi describes how the idols are like animals. The descendants of Israel, he says, they are like a baby that's being held by his mother, and Hashem's going to take care of them. They have the support of the Ribon Shel Olam. He says, don't think the Babylonians have a God that helps them. Their golden era is not reflective of their God. You, Yaakov, you, Israel, you have Hashem who takes care of you. You are Amusim Minivetin. Hashem's been carrying you from the time you came out of the stomach. Hanesuim Miniracham, you've been carried from the time you came out of the womb. Ve'ad zikna ani hu, ve'ad seva ani esbol. Hashem says, just as I took care of you when you were little, I continue taking care of you as you age, the Jewish people. We say, we're almost in Elul. So in Elul we say, from Tehillim, Al tashlicheinu le'et zikna. Don't send us to be old men. Don't send us to old age. So we say it about ourselves. Rav Nevenzahl says, what is the pasuk talking about? It's talking about the Jewish people. We as a people shouldn't become an old people. Ani asiti vani esa. Hashem says, I formed you. I am the one who's going to carry you. Vani esbol v'amalit. I'm going to carry your load, and I will ultimately take you back out of Babylon. Who can you compare me to? Who could you compare me to that we're similar to? None, says Hashem. And that's where we'll pick up, Bezrat Hashem, next week.